A look back at the civil rights movement would not be complete without spending some time on the music of the period. 50 years ago, artists like Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, Mahalia Jackson, and the Freedom Singers all performed at the March on Washington. And that was the Freedom Singers performing We Shall Not Be Moved at the Lincoln Memorial. The group's mission was to raise money and awareness for the civil rights movement. It's a journey that took them over 50,000 miles across more than 40 states and found them at the March on Washington. Ruthie Mae Harris is one of the original Freedom Singers, and she is with us now to tell us more. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
When you heard that song, I saw a little smile. On your face?
Of course. It brought back memories.
What were some of them?
And I'm the one that's leading.
That's why you were leading.
Course,
of course.
Yes. That's why. What do you want to know?
Well, first of all, do you know how you came to be there that day? Do you know why your group was selected?
We were out in Los Angeles, California, and we were performing at the Ash Grove there in California. And the night before, I believe Cordell Reagan received a phone call telling us that we need to board this plane that Harry Belafonte had chartered. So that's how we got to the March on Washington. We were on the plane with all these movie stars, and the five of us had our own room on the plane.
Wow.
We thought we were in high heaven.
And you're talking about stars. You're talking Harry Belafonte, Marlon Brando,
Charleston Heston,
Sammy Davis Jr.,
Rita Moreno. Yes. It's been quite a while now. I can't remember
all the
names.
Did you think at the time it was going to be what it was, what it became? It's become one of the signature events of the movement that people remember. Did you think at the time it was a big deal?
No. I just thought we were there just a march for jobs and freedom.
Had you been participating in other marches?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you thought this was just another one?
Just another march, trying to get people's attention.
And when you got there, do you remember what you saw?
Well, the bus put us off on Constitution Avenue, and we pushed our way through the crowd because we had to get on stage. But all you could see was people, reflections from the water. They looked like little maggots. It was so many people.
The song that you all chose to sing that day, We Shall Not Be Moved, in which you were leading, why did you choose that song?
There was a statement made that we need a song and we need a strong voice to lead this song. I thought that we did Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. Bernice Johnson Reagan thought we did This Little Light of Mine. I'm the one that was chosen to sing We Shall Not Be Moved because of the strongness of my voice.
Another song, though, that you mentioned is Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. You want to play a short clip of that? Shall we hear a little bit of that, too?
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody, Lordy, turn me around. Keep on a-walking, Lordy, keep on a-talking, Lordy, marching up the freedom lane. Ain't gonna let segregation, Lordy, turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let segregation, Lordy, turn me around, keep on walking, yeah. Keep on talking, yeah. Marching up to freedom. Yeah.
Again, you mentioned your old group member, Bernice Johnson Reagan, also of Sweet Honey in the Rock later on. She was on our sister program, Talk of the Nation, a couple of years ago, talking about the civil rights movement. And one of the things she said then was that she didn't have any sense of the civil rights movement existing without the singing that we did in marches and mass meetings and in jails. There is no separation.
There's no separation. Without the songs of the movement, mm-hmm. Personally, I believe there wouldn't have been a movement.
Why do you think that is? I wanted to ask
you.
Well,
we needed those songs to help us not to be fearful when we were doing marches or doing picket lines. And you needed a calming agent. And that's what those songs were for us.
The march itself that we are commemorating today, that was not fearful, was it? What was your feeling being there? That wasn't a fearful time. What was that feeling?
You know, I've never been afraid. Mm-hmm. My dad, who was a minister, his name was Reverend I.A. Harris, he taught us never to fear any man and to always think that you are as good as anybody else, but you're no better than anybody else. And on marches, I wasn't afraid because I knew who was by my side. Walk with me, Lord.
Do you feel now that music has the same power to inspire?
Music will always be a calming agent. Always.
Is there a song that you turn to for inspiration when you need it?
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this freedom journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. And that's all I needed.
Well, no more need be set. Rutha Mae Harris was one of the four original Freedom Singers. Four or five?
Well, they're really four, but Bertha Gober was in California with us, and that's how she was at the March on Washington. Oh. But the original group is only four.
Was one of the four original Freedom Singers. They performed at the March on Washington 50 years ago. And she was kind enough to stop by our Washington, D.C. studios. You're singing in the interfaith service that's being held to mark the anniversary this week. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to lead one verse of We Shall Overcome.
Shall we go out on that?
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. So.
No more need be said.
Thank you.
Rutha Mae Harris, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.